This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
Hello, good people. Coming back again with Studemonia, a show from, for, and by international students in Canterbury, New Zealand. I'm Rani, master student in geography at UC, and together with me today,
I'm Juan. I'm also studying at UC, a master's, just not in geography, engineering.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we make a comeback, yay!
That's true. We did a show a couple of months ago. We were talking mostly about last year's Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
The nominees.
And what kind of alternate version of us for the Oscar winners.
Yes, an alternate version of the winners. And
yep.
But we praised all of the nominees and, you know, we talked about what we liked, our favorite movies from that bunch.
Mm.
What are we talking today about?
So a little bit that we're going to talk about movies from one of bright directors out there, Wes Anderson. And after that, we're going to move on to the latest movie that we watched recently and probably the next upcoming movies that we're really, really excited about.
Yeah, movies we're waiting. Okay, yeah, that's nice. So, Wes Anderson, what can you tell us about him? Any facts that you know about him?
So, Wes Anderson is American film director and producer, known for producing visually appealing and eccentric movies. I think his first debut movie was the one in 1996, Bottle Rocket, and then several titles that he produced, including Rushmore, Royal Tenenbaums, Grand Budapest, Darjeeling Limited, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Isle of Dogs, and Moonrise Kingdoms. And do you remember the rest?
Yeah, there's several other movies. I guess he's been quite famous, very much into the eccentric films, like you said.
Okay. So, of all these titles, which Andersons do you like the most and why?
So from all the ones you mentioned, I guess I like Bottle Rocket the most. It was his first movie. It doesn't have much of the quirks and features that his regular movies have. It's a very normal one in the cinematographic sense, but it has quite a cast. It was the first movie from the Wilson brothers, Luke and Owen, and it's just a very fun watch, actually.
So, mine would be Fantastic Mr. Fox. First, because it's animation, and then it has like in mustard color theming, and it stuck in my mind when Mr. Fox says and question about his existence, and that reminds me of Jean-Paul Sartre about existentialism. So yeah, it relates to me personally. So, have you got any message from any of his movies like I have from Mr. Fantastic Fox?
So you like the idea of him questioning his being.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, like he said that, why am I a fox? Why am I not a
beaver? Why am I not other things? Like, it's just like, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, in that sense, I guess I like from the Royal Tenenbaums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Royal, the father, he pretends that he's near his deathbed, or you know, he did that. When I think about it, why did he do that? He wanted to see some love from his family. He wanted also to feel that how would it be without him? And that kind of makes you think about some life aspects, I guess.
Yes.
Bum, 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 bum,
brothers and the devil made a features. Grew up her hearts when my mum said her name.
That's right.
And boy, did all the stories with slanderous things. But it's over and done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, it's over, it's over. It's over and done with, let me hear, let me hear.
This is the story of losing my virginity. People are making no claims to no mystery. Sometimes I feel like my sex life's
past. It's over and done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, it's over, it's over. It's over and done with, yeah. Popular, but I don't feel like lying.
No, no.
When I think of it now, I acted like a sinner.
Yeah.
I just washed my hands and I went for my dinner.
You washed your hands and you walked off.
Yeah.
It's over and done with.
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 Yeah.
So that was from the Proclaimers, and today, for anyone who just joined, we're talking about Wes Anderson movies. So, Joan, if you can pick three movies from Wes Anderson, what would they be?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. Well, I will exclude Bottle Rocket because I already talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I would pick... The Royal Tenenbaums, because it has a wide variety of characters. Yeah, it's a nice story, I like it. I like The Grand Budapest, because it feels, even though it has kind of a sad ending, it's like a happy story for me, with Mr. Zero Mustafa and all the rest of the story. And, I really like also Fantastic Mr. Fox in Isle of Dogs. I think he goes very well into the animations. And there's some nice messages there. What about you? What are your three picks from Wes Anderson movies?
Of course, I will go with Fantastic Mr. Fox. Just because of that existentialism and animation and mustard colors. And then after that, Isle of Dogs. Again, animation. And the last one would be Moonrise Kingdom. And the rest, yeah. I would choose these three.
Oh, okay, that's good. I noticed that you really fixate on Wes Anderson themes and his quirks and features of his movies. So what if, let's just imagine we couldn't Google.
Mm-hmm.
How would you identify if a movie is from Wes Anderson while you're watching it?
I would say if I don't know that it's Wes Anderson's in the first place. So this could be helpful for everyone out there. So if you can see that it's visually eccentric in palette colors, and usually it has like two or three main colors, like from the Grand Budapest would be like pink and blue.
Oh yes, that's true. It has a lot of pink and blue.
Mm-hmm. And then from Darjeeling Limited, yellow, brown.
You're right.
Yeah, it's one of like his signature.
His signatures.
Yeah, signature. Right. Yeah. And then the cinematography is very symmetric.
Oh,
it's like always in the center, and the way he pans out the camera, it's always like from one point to one point. It's always like that kind of panning out the, you know, the cinematography that I don't know, but it's like interesting. And then the recurring cast, like from Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. the Wilson brothers, mm-hmm. Luke and Owen, Edward mm-hmm. Norton, James Schwartzman.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, and then after that, the thing that I noticed is when the kids act like adult and adult acts like kids. That's like so funny.
Yes, that's true. That's true. The adults are immature and the kids are not very mature. Yeah. Well, in that one, he takes one part good. Most adults, we act like kids. Mm-hmm. But usually, as kids, we also like act like kids.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think
that's a funny thing. And yes, I've noticed it from his movies.
And in the funniest part of the movie is when the characters always like keep straight faces.
Oh, that's also true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to go to another song, right? Mm-hmm. This one is from The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, another Wes Anderson movie, which we also recommend. Very nice one. And the song we're going to hear is Rebel Rebel.
Você deu mole, então eu marco o gol. 0-0, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. Você não sabe se vai ou vem. Pouco me importa se o dinheiro é seu. Ei, baby, seu cabelo é legal. Moda na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas ficou tudo bem. Agora diz que está na onda zen. Ei, baby, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. 0-0, agora eu vou. Você deu mole, então eu marco o gol. 0-0, você venceu. Você deu mole, então quem faz sou eu.
As international students, we always involve in so many activities and sometimes get so stressed about them. So enjoying movies and art could help us improve our well-being.
That's true. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So much stressful things going on this year as well. So a nice movie can always help.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, John, what was the latest movie you enjoyed recently?
Oh, wow. Like you said, I've been very busy. I have had almost no chance of watching any movies. But, well, last time I went to the cinema, I saw Tenet by Christopher Nolan.
So, interesting.
Quite mind-boggling. And it was a very different take from the usual time-traveling movies we see from, you know, like Back to the Future, like 12 Monkeys. This was quite a different take. So I really enjoyed it. I liked how it makes you think. You have to be concentrated. So if you guys haven't seen it, I hope you can see it. I also saw Time Bandits, mm-hmm. which is actually a very old movie, 1981. It's a British fantasy, but it was very good. I felt it was fun in a way that it made me transport myself to my younger years, like, you know, kind of kid fun, and, yeah. and, you know, it has like that retro style to it.
So it reminds you how you grew up with Savoyne?
No, it just reminded me like the way I would think when I was a kid, you know, because it's the main character is a kid, and he starts traveling in time with this team of dwarves. It's quite a story.
Like having all of these imaginations.
Exactly,
yeah.
And the way he thought, it made me think about how my imagination would run when I was a kid. Yeah. It was a fun movie. What about you? What are the movies that you have enjoyed recently?
Mine would be Marie Antoine by Sofia Coppola. You know why? It's probably just because of the colors. I always into the colors because, like, Sofia Coppola is usually, I don't know, it's a mix between the classics, but it's like super girly. I don't think that you like that, but I really enjoy that.
Are all Sofia Coppola's movies super girly?
Yeah.
You say so?
Yeah, I mean, I'm into Sofia Coppola's lately, but yeah,
I remember this one movie.
Oh yeah,
From Sofia Coppola, it was The Virgin Suicides. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was quite dark. I would say more than girly. I mean, yes, the girls.
But Marie Antoine one was like super girly.
Oh okay, yeah. Know. Well, that's a good director, though, mm-hmm, so it's good to see her movies as well.
And the next one would be I'm Thinking of Ending Things. It's super dark, I know. It's from Charlie Kaufman. You remember from his, like,
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yes.
I haven't seen that one. I'm Thinking of Ending Things. I haven't seen it.
Oh my god. The last time I remember when I finished the movie, I was like dumbstruck, I would say, because I can't understand, but I really like it because it's like poetry and complicated words. Yeah.
All right, I'll write that one down.
And this one is very interesting. Emily in Paris. You don't have to think about the whole plot. We just like you can just put it in the screen and then just leave it, and you can do anything you want because you don't have to think. It's like super light.
It's an easy watch.
Yeah, easy watch. All right. It's easy.
That's good. So what movies are you expecting, like, coming up?
Oh, from Wes Anderson, of course, The French Dispatch.
Oh, The French Dispatch, that's true. It got extended. I mean, it was supposed to be out by mm-hmm. June, July, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
With the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Any other movies?
It's from the Marvel.
The Marvel Universe?
Black Widow, yeah.
Oh, Black Widow, okay. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow much of the Marvel Universe. There's a movie in Alice that they're playing right now. It's called First Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't tell you much about it because I just saw like the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to see it. So that's what I'm expecting right now.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Hoping to see that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, okay, folks, that's all for today. Hope you have a great weekend this weekend. Enjoy the weather, if it's going to be okay. If you're interested to listen more to our show, Studemonia, visit us on Facebook and Instagram, or simply type at your browser, plainsfm.org.nz, and hear the last song from the Rolling Stones, Street Fighting Man.